Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. Sexual assaults, harassment, unpaid wages. Those are some of the abuses women janitors face on the job. In our 18-month investigation, we found such problems at tiny cleaning companies that operate off the books and large corporations with shares traded on the stock exchange. In today's final installment of Rape on the Night Shift, the California Report's Sasha Coca tells us about a team of unconventional investigators working to hold the janitorial industry accountable.
The lights go out as the daytime office workers leave the building. And then room by room, they flicker back on. Three stories of glass lighting up like a shadow play. The silhouettes of janitors appear, one polishing a window, another mopping.
Look, do you see them? There's a guy walking. He's passing the vacuum in the second floor.
Two women are hiding outside behind a palm tree, watching.
Hay muchos.
Sí, es un building grande.
Veronica Alvarado and Vicky Marquez are casing this office park in suburban Orange County. Marquez is less than 5 feet tall with heels on. Alvarado has tattoos and green highlights streaking through her hair. Hardly the picture of undercover investigators.
So we're walking around the building to see the possible entryways. The workers are probably parking in the back of the building.
They're scouting out dumpsters where they might meet janitors taking out the trash. They want to talk to them about their working conditions.
Mira, Vero, allá está el basurero, mira.
Vicky Marquez worked as a janitor herself for 15 years. She says many times janitors are getting work through unscrupulous subcontractors.
Nobody can trick me and say some of this stuff is legal. When they say they're getting paid cash, their check doesn't have a stub, or they tell me they earn $500 or $600 every 2 weeks, working 6 or 7 days a week.
Marquez and Alvarado work for a nonprofit that's trying to root out abuses in the janitorial industry. The Maintenance Cooperation Trust Fund, or MCTF, deploys teams of investigators across California. It's a joint effort by the Service Employees Union, which represents janitors, and unionized janitorial companies who don't want to be undercut by black market competitors. On this night, the investigators are racing to get inside an office building.
Pero no corras porque causa sospecha. Y es que como hay cámaras por todos lados.
Don't run, says Marquez. That makes us look suspicious to the security cameras.
Magia, magia, magia.
Magic, magic, says Alvarado. They find the door still unlocked and head to the second floor, where they introduce themselves to two janitors.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
¿Cómo está?
Muy bien, gracias.
Pues mire, nosotros veníamos acá, andamos visitando los edificios.
On this night, they find janitors who tell them they work 7 nights a week without overtime. Others who say they have to buy their own cleaning supplies. But once in a while, they meet a woman who confides a darker secret, that she's being sexually abused on the job. Georgina Hernandez was one of them.
Cuando uno necesita el trabajo, uno llega a...
When you need the job, you become a victim by not having the courage to say no. And if you say no, you're going to lose the job. I didn't have anyone to tell, someone to trust.
Georgina Hernandez met investigator Vicky Marquez while working for a cleaning company that didn't pay overtime or give rest breaks. The watchdog group helped Hernandez and other workers file a complaint with the state labor commissioner. Hernandez grew to trust Marquez, who says she confided that a supervisor at another job sexually assaulted her.
Porque ella me dijo, hay ratos que yo quiero morirme.
She said there were times when she wanted to die. As a woman, it's hard to stand seeing another woman feeling like that.
Que no soporta ver a otra mujer así.
Si no hubiera conocido a Vicky, me hubiera guardado.
If I hadn't met Vicky, I would have kept all this pain inside. I wouldn't have known how to speak about what happened.
Eventually, Hernandez filed a civil suit, which settled last year. She can't talk about the details of the case because she signed a confidentiality agreement with the janitorial company. But she could tell us how the experience changed her.
I've really learned not to let anyone take advantage of me, to say no. I've learned to tell the other women I work with not to let anyone take advantage of them, that there's help for us as janitors.
Hernandez is just one of the women we met during an 18-month investigation that exposed the problem of sexual abuse at janitorial companies across the nation. The industry is full of shadowy subcontractors. Even established companies with policies to protect workers have bungled investigations and hidden complaints through secret legal settlements. Government agencies charged with worker safety have largely ignored the issue.
Yo creo que deberían de estar más a fondo los dueños de todas esas compañías.
As for Georgina Hernandez, she wonders why don't cleaning companies ask janitors what they think would put a stop to sexual violence on the job? How about a buddy system for workers or more women supervisors? Whatever it takes to protect janitors on the night shift. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Orange County.
Our series, Rape on the Night Shift, was reported with Bernice Jung and Daffodil Alton at Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting, and Lowell Bergman and Andres Sediel at the UC Berkeley Investigative Reporting Program. It was produced in collaboration with Frontline and Univision, and you'll find the whole series at californiareport.org. And that's a California Report for Thursday, June 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queenie Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Wharton San Francisco, where executives can pursue an MBA immersed in the unique Bay Area ecosystem and access Wharton's globally connected network. Learn more at wharton.upenn.edu. And Digital Foundry, building digital capabilities for leading organizations around the world. More online at digitalfoundry.com.